When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome to a very fun episode this week. I have my sisters on, I have my cousin on, and we're doing a full-blown girls pod today. So we have a great time. We talk a little bit about updates on Jessica's life and get a little bit into the After Dark segment, but can't fully go there because it's like rated R. But then we finish off After Dark in Patreon. So if you have that, make sure to go there and listen to part two. But yeah, we have a lot of fun. A little update on me, which I didn't share with them, but so you guys are listening to this on Monday and the 28th. And I am going to be going to the doctor on Monday for my ultrasound. And if all the eggs look good and if everything looks good, they're going to give me the trigger shot and I will be doing the whole insemination turkey baster ordeal the following day. So it's all happening. It's all happening next week or this week if you're listening now. So yeah, this is crazy. Just send a lot of prayers and good thoughts. And yeah, fingers crossed everything goes well and we have a little baby. I'm so excited. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And remember, go listen to Patreon part two on Patreon. There we go. All right. Love you guys and enjoy the show. Happy Monday. I'm so excited about today's episode because I have all the girls. I have the fourth sister. We've never done this before, but welcome Jessica, Jackie, and Tanya. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Natalie.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Back to school. My God.
I know. Jessica sent us a photo this morning of her kids in front of the same tree that she's taking a photo of. What, for how many years, Jess?
It's been 10, 11 years.
Yeah. Like Charlotte was going into kindergarten and now she's a senior and it's like the same picture in front of the same tree and it's the cutest thing ever.
I know. And then you see Luke in his little pajamas and then now he's like, you know, with his sisters like, you know, hugging him and now it's like, oh my gosh, you're a middle schooler.
It's crazy. I know. Jess, everyone wants to know what the update is with you. I feel like you got to give everybody an update.
Oh, the update. Okay. So far, so good. Right? So it's still with the same guy. Uh-huh. The thing is the kids love him. Like they're like – so we're already doing like the whole – not blended family, but like the, you know, his kid comes over and plays with my kids and we're doing dinners together. It's like, and then my kids are like, oh, is this your practice run for when you guys like get married? I'm like, whoa.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, because he has what, like a 2-year-old and your kids are already older. So it's like a whole different dynamic with his versus yours.
Yes.
Like your kids fully understand.
Yeah, but here's the little nugget that I just received is he's like, when we first started dating, we both didn't want kids, right? We were like, no, we're totally done. And now he's like, I would totally have a kid with you. Like, what if after we got married, we just have a kid?
But that's a deal breaker in some relationships.
Like, I know. And so I was like, well, can't we just practice for that? And not actually have the kid? Like, I like to sleep at night. Like, I'm not, I don't know if I could, but he like literally will say it each time. He's like, will you give me a baby?
But what changed? He went from like, I'm good, I don't want kids anymore. And now he's like, I want a baby. Why?
I think it's like what he said was when he had his son, he did it all on his own. Like he was like, it was just me and my mom. I would have him in the middle of the night. I didn't know what I was doing. Like from newborn all the way to now. So he's like, I wish I could have that experience with my partner and like have like, you know, and like do it the right, you know, do it the right way. So, I mean, I can see where he's coming from, but I'm like, yeah, but then you got to raise the kid. Like, dude, I'm like,
and you're done. Or what's your stance on it?
I'm 40 years old. I'm not Kourtney Kardashian. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, I'm.
But you're done.
Yes. Unless you guys all got pregnant. Then I was like, oh my God, that would be fun. See? To bump bellies.
See, I told you.
But then I'm like, well, look how that ended up for us. So, you know.
Awkward.
It's okay. We can laugh, you guys. Everyone's like, oh, shit, are we allowed to laugh at that? Yeah. We're good.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think I could, I don't know. Maybe if I was like a stay-at-home mom, but I can't imagine working. I've got 3 older kids now and having a kid like at this,
is he going to resent you if you guys end up staying together and you say, no, I don't want kids? Like, is that going to completely just like drive
you guys apart? So. No. Cause then he's also will joke around and be like, no, I'm okay with not having like anymore. I think we got our hands full, but then I think he's like, could you just picture like, he's like, I would love a little girl. Like I could already just see myself like, I was dang. And he's like, thought about it. He's like, oh, I've already thought about like what our kids would look like. I know. So
what are you going to do?
I don't know. Well, I'm not having a kid.
Well, he better know that. You got to tell him. Did you tell him that or no?
Yeah.
No, he's going to find out today.
I tell him all the time. And I was like, every time you talk about it, it makes me want to go take my birth control pill.
a double dose.
And he's younger than you too, right?
Yeah, 4 years younger. So damn. I was like, yo, you can't change the rules on me this late in the game. No. But he's already telling people like how he wanted to buy a house next year and like oh no, he's
What are all the faces on the screen? I'm reading everyone's face.
I know.
I'm
out of the loop. I thought we were just dating and he was like the soccer coach. What happened?
Yeah, well,
shit escalated real quick, I guess, huh?
Real quick. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh my God, it was so funny. I got to tell you. So, Tatis, I don't think you heard this, but we were hanging out in Vegas and Eric totally messed up and was like, hey, how are you and Ronnie doing and this and that. And then
this is before the kids really knew that you guys were dating.
Yeah.
But they had known him as coach, just for the audience to understand. Yeah. They had known him. They were, you know, he's a soccer coach. So he's been like, you know, training the kids. And I think the kids sort of had an idea that you guys were like flirty and cutesy and, oh, do you like coach? Oh, do you like coach? Mm-hmm. And then they're in Vegas. Everyone's together. Obviously, coach is not there, but the kids are there. And then our cousin says, oh, how are things going with Ronnie? And then the kids were like, it was like that, the player whoopsies. Just like, yeah.
Whoopsies. And so then Luke comes up to me later, my youngest, and he's like, so how did you guys meet? On like OnlyFans?
Oh my God.
I was like, first of all, you're 12 years old. How do you even know? How did you hear about that? How do you know about that? He's like, well, what did you meet? Like on Tinder? Like on OnlyFans? And I was like, Luke Marshall. I'm like, no, sir.
But wait, who would be on OnlyFans? You or him?
Ew, I wouldn't go on OnlyFans.
Jessica's feet are gonna be on OnlyFans.
Hey, if it makes me money, honey, let's show those feet pics.
Oh my gosh.
God. So
Jackie, you seem like you're very busy. What are you doing over there?
I was cleaning my closet and I found circa 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008 hard drive with all of our pictures.
That's a dangerous hard drive.
No, and I'm like, and I'm so mad that you can't see. Wait, now I can't even turn it around.
Oh no.
But basically, like, I don't know if you guys can see this, but this is.
No, we can't.
No.
I said, no, we can't.
Damn. It's, I don't know, I would say 100 some folders. And they're all
which
labeled.
Thank God, because I was thinking of, so I had my big computer that I had to wipe because I couldn't remember the password and no Apple tech could get me into it. So they're like, unfortunately, you're gonna have to wipe your computer. But I had so many pictures on there, but I'm assuming that they're the pictures that they're probably from this era or no, probably a little later than this era.
Later.
But I think that they're probably from like the same drive, cloud, something.
Well, yeah, because how would they get onto the computer if you didn't put them on? Well,
exactly.
Unless,
but
I mean, that
but
was,
then I was like, I don't have any pictures of like when we were.
Oh no,
that's still like the early Canon 2000s era when you would take the chip out and put it on your computer and save files.
Yeah,
dude, you guys are giving me anxiety. I need to go onto my Facebook and download all of the albums because I have no photos. I don't have my photobucket.com login anymore. Like,
and that's where you had all your pictures?
And then,
I had so many.
And it's like an era of like post high school and up until like our these iPhones, which were like what, 2000?
Yeah.
Like,
well, and even then, I mean, if you remember back in 2008, 9, 10, when the iPhone came out, storage was an issue. So you would have to delete pictures.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So there's like, a gap of years of our college, which is probably a good thing. But
yeah. But also so sad because I'm like, I don't have any pictures of like, yeah, like the Lalo era, like when I was dating this
guy
from Mexico.
I'm gonna just read off some of the folder names. It says fucked up night, fucked up night videos, LOL Vegas, Natalie, and then there's like a bunch. It says like Natalie, mom show, family vacation, random.
Oh god, the random scares me. Fuck.
No, and then it's just crazy. Night. No, and then this is one. I love it. Crazy night.
Like, we're going to ever remember. Like, why would we title that, like, as if we would remember, like, the one crazy
because
night?
Because that night
versus
was a
fucked
crazy
up night.
No, because you know the difference between when you
go
fucked up.
No, I don't remember.
It was just crazy.
Listen, the M's are crazy. It's all Mexico. Mexico part one. Mexico part two. Mexico part a million.
That's Lalo. You know that's Lalo.
Just click on one of them. Let me see.
Huh?
Just click on like a random, like random one.
Oh my god! You want Natalie Prom?
No.
Oh.
I want random. I want a random, like a random one.
We know what Natalie Prom looks like. What does random crazy?
Yeah.
Night
what
look
does random crazy fucked up night look like?
Where? What's the Lil Kim Natalie? I want to see.
What did I say? What,
I had this era.
Crazy night.
I had this era when I would put green contacts in. And I had like really streaky hair. I looked like a little Kim. It was real embarrassing. And you know what's so weird? That was Riley's crush back in the day.
Little Kim.
Weird, right?
Soulmates.
I know. That's so random. Oh my god, I stink.
Again, I don't know how to show you guys because
the deodorant I told you about?
No, I never got it. What was it called? It was on Amazon?
No, you can get it anywhere.
Oh. Oh my god! I smell. You know what? My BO smells like In-N-Out.
How is that possible?
I don't know,
intrigued.
But I smell.
Ew! I don't ever want to eat In-N-Out now.
I smell like, and it kind of makes me hungry sometimes when I get a whiff. And I'm like,
maybe
damn,
you want to eat Natalie's armpit.
This episode is brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals, Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preference. They're the number one meal kit for eating clean, which is huge. You can feel your best during busy seasons, which holidays are coming up. Which is crazy to even say. Can't believe summer's already over. And eating well doesn't have to be boring. Feel your best this fall and satisfy your cravings with Adventurous Eats Made Nutritious. Discover exciting new flavors with recipes that feature certified organic fruits and vegetables, sustainably sourced seafood, and unique farm fresh ingredients like tart cherries, truffle zest, and rainbow carrots. Green Chef is the number one meal kit, like I've said before. And, you know, eating clean does not have to be hard, you guys. They have smart meals under 700 calories. They have protein-packed meals with at least 40 grams of protein on average per serving and science-backed Mediterranean recipes. I mean, this is honestly the way to go, and it's super convenient. They deliver everything you need to eat clean. My favorite thing about that is that, you know, I don't have to think about anything when I go to the grocery store. Like, I don't have to do that anymore. I can literally just get the meals delivered to my house. I know Riley's gonna be happy. I know Piper's gonna be happy. And it relieves the stress of having to figure out what's for dinner. So go to greenchef.com/60humble and use code 60humble to get 60% off plus free shipping. You guys, 60% off. Go to greenchef.com/60humble and use code 60humble to get 60% off plus free shipping. It's the number one meal kit for eating well. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's causing my BO to smell different.
Dude, I'm telling you, the deodorant is so, I think I sent you guys a picture. It's like maybe certain dry, air dry. I don't remember. Hold on. I swear, you put it on, and then you do not smell at all. And even if you miss a day of like deodorant, there's no odor at all.
It's because you're not showering.
I swear to God.
It's because what? Because
you're not showering, so it'll last you for 3 days if you don't shower for 3 days.
Why? Are you saying that because I look like I haven't showered?
You in your jugo.
Yeah, girl, you're in your juice. Are you going to show us pictures or not?
I'm trying to figure out how to do it because I'm just going to have to turn my phone around and...
That's fine. Just do it. Okay. I want to just see, just give me a little glimpse of what are we looking at here?
Crazy night is, I guess, us in Mexico.
Yeah. But I was 13. How crazy can it really get?
Nah, that was our skater girl era where we had the crazy emo bang.
Do you see this one right here?
No.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to make it bigger.
Blurry ass phone,
right?
Your dude, focus you is. Have... Let me see. Go down. You're like mom. You, every time we FaceTime with mom and she wants to show us something, it's not even like what you. Go down. Go down. Oh, that was a crazy night. Okay, well, I remember. I remember. This was in Mexico. I was about 14 years old, and this is when I got so wasted with my cousins. They're like family friends, but we go to this little club and we had tequila with squirt and what are they called? Palomas. And they ordered like two big bottles of Bacardi or two big bottles. I don't know. It was like wild. So you guys, so they get me, I'm 14. I go with these guy cousins. I'm the only girl. I get so wasted that they have to put me in the car, okay? And again, we're in Mexico. And I apparently, while I'm driving in the car, I open the door on the freeway and I continued to like projectile vomit everywhere. We get pulled over by the cops and the cops are just like this, you know, they want to take him to jail. They want like the Adolfo, the you know, the driver, one of my cousins, and he's like having to pay him money and like,
it was
please,
bad.
Like, yeah, it was really bad. And then we get to where we were staying and that was the night where I'm drinking toilet water from the maids. By the way, we're sleeping in the maids, quarters. In the maids quarter. And I was in the toilet. They basically dropped me off with my mom and my mom was like, what the fuck? And then I am now vomiting and drinking toilet water from the maid's toilet in Mexico.
Mom and is a savage.
But how am I like not dead from
I'm still alive?
Or have like
Mexican toilet water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was that crazy. That was a crazy night.
So that was a crazy night. Yeah. So yes. we did label it correctly.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so yeah. I'm gonna stop looking, and we're gonna have to like spend a day like going through all of these folders because they're hysterical.
Oh my god,
I can't wait.
We have a lot of memories together, us four. Like a lot.
We do.
Right?
Some that can't go on air.
That's very true. That's like the vault. That's vault shit right there.
Vault or after hour, like after dark.
You better have that VIP Patreon.
Voices.
Yeah, that's like some blood Patreon shit. That's like, you got to give me some blood in a vial. Then
and a copy of your DNA structure and your ancestry.com. And your
like we're family now.
And or, make everyone sign a DNA or NDA.
Yeah, NDA. DNA. And a DNA.
NDA.
Oh my God, I love it. So what else is going on, ladies? Tell me, please, share with me your lives.
I'm fun employed again.
And what is going on with you, girlfriend?
What happened was I was on a 90-day contract with a company that was a startup, and they were hoping to get funding. They offered me a salary, and I was like, no, that's not high enough, so why don't you hire me as a contractor? So I did a 90-day contract with them with the hopes that they would get funding. Then they extended my 90-day contract to like basically another 90 days. And then they've just found themselves unable to get funding as quickly as they hoped. And now they're just like burning through money. And I'm not
startup, which is always part of the fear of a startup, right?
I mean, So now that contract is ending as like a full-time contractor role. And then they're just going to have me like ad hoc do projects here and there. But that basically means my like primary source of income is now zero. So filed for unemployment again.
Though you were an independent contractor, you can still file for unemployment?
You can still file because I had worked a W-2 for X amount of years. So I have like a large, I don't know what the name is, but there's like a claim in the bank that I've stored up for
interesting.
I still have a lot of
hours clocked in that you
I always wonder how that works, right? Like how do they determine what you're eligible for?
It's right. as much as you've worked.
This is some broke girl conversation.
Yeah, it is. Listen.
Years of what you've put in, I guess.
You put into it. You've paid for it.
I don't feel bad accepting my unemployment check. Let me just tell you something. I'm like, dude, give me my money.
I accepted mine for a long time.
It's your money.
That's what I'm saying. Especially if you work W-2 jobs, like that is why your taxes and your paychecks are nothing because you're putting into this system.
Right.
So did that. And then I'm launching my own company officially.
Yay. Good for you.
And
sometimes you got to get pushed into a corner and be like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, what do I have to lose?
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where I'm at. So send me all your business.
Good. Everyone go reach out to her. And then Jess, you're still fun employed too?
Correct.
This is a great group of women.
Yes. Well,
podcasting midday here, baby.
Exactly.
Thank you. Exactly.
But guess what? This happens to so many fucking people. This is the reality of it.
And I've never not worked. This is the first time I've ever been unemployed in my life.
Yeah.
So it's such but it's so eye-opening. I don't know. But it's also kind of, I was able to rest, like mentally, like check out, which I've never had that before. I went from job to job to job. You know what I mean? Like I never, but this time it's like, oh,
yeah,
I can watch all of Netflix.
I can actually binge a series.
I can, you know, so, but it happened at the best time because at least the kids were out of school, you know, for summer break. So I had a chance to really, you know, spend time with them and kind of bond with them. So I told them once I start working, that's it.
Back to the grind.
So enjoy me while you can. And now they're like, Mom, you need to get a job. Mom, I'm like,
you're probably on their ass all the time now that you're home.
All the time. Oh yeah. And they're like, God, go back to work. And I'm like, ooh. I was like, and yeah.
I mean, rude. Listen, I think it's all about perspective too. Cause if you can look at it that way of like, you know what? I took a little summer time. I took a little summer break. I'm going to go back. I think it's when you start to get into your head and you start to like get a little depresso is when it can start to be, it can really take a turn on like your mental sanity of like, fuck, what am I doing? I'm a loser. I'm this and that. And it's like, you can't look at it like that. You got to just like say, you know what? This is a healthy break. This is a fresh start. And now I get the opportunity of what do I want to do?
No. Jessica, yeah, so like, went through one ear and out.
No, yeah. Like, yeah.
But she's not like, sure, Natalie.
Yes,
she's
but like, no.
Sure.
I agree. You know what I think is the toughest? You have to be very resilient when like you're on the job market and like, you're sending applications and you're like spend all this time filling out their websites and the this and the that just to get an email, you know, 3 weeks later going, thank you, but we chose another candidate. It's like, right. Oh my gosh, you know, it's just, so you have to just be okay with that kind of level of rejection and then just patience with all of like the interview process. It's
it's exhausting. And I mean, that's honestly like a full-time job. Have you seen these Instagram accounts that are like how to use like the chat GPT to like help land a job? And like you basically tell it, hey, this is the job application. Give me a cover letter that speaks to this posting.
Yes.
And it'll literally write it for you. And there's your cover letter. And they're saying like it's helping people land jobs.
Dude, Riley had it write a business plan for him.
What?
And it's legit. Like, yeah. I think with a few tweaks, yeah, it is so legit. Like, concepts and like, I mean, it does so much. It can literally write entire like bios, cover letters. Yeah, everything.
So crazy. I will say I use it and you can tell the difference. So like for marketing purposes, it's great. Like I'm having my interns right now. As I'm closing out this job, I'm like, here, use ChatGPT to like write this blog post. But you have to like know how to use it because you have to tell it the tone and you have to tell it, you have to tell it the notes. And so it's got a good starting point, but then you have to review it. And like a lot of the times it's just bullshit. It's just flowery language. And like for marketing purposes,
totally,
it's dumb because it's putting all these words on a page, but it's like when you're
losing
Google,
its authenticity.
You're not targeting your correct audience. It's like, Google, write me a love letter. And then it generates a love letter. But it's like not the love letter between you and your boyfriend. It's just a wonderful love letter. You're like, that's not our memories. That's not our love story. It's someone's love story, but it ain't mine. So you still have to like edit it.
I'm sure Google would work fine for me.
That's why I think it depends on what it is you're using it for. Yeah, go ahead.
Did I ever tell you guys that story about John? One of my old friends.
Didn't he write you something from like,
So we were doing long distance and he had done something to like piss me off. And I was like, I don't know, just like write me a letter with like your feelings about me and like something like that.
Oh no. Oh no.
500-word essay.
And he goes onto Google and types like generate love letter or like he copied somebody's love letter and it wasn't exactly like a poem, so it wasn't like artistic, it was just like a little bit factual, and he prints it and he mails it to me and he like signs his name and I'm like reading this and it was the same concept. I'm like, well, this is lovely, but like we've never had picnics in the park or like
did you just like Google a line? I mean, did you just like type in Google like a line of it and then did it pop up?
Did you like submit it to professor or what is it? What is it, remember in college?
Like, for like plagiarism. I don't remember exactly how.
That's the one.
Turn it in.
But I basically was like, yo, bro.
Oh.
You fucked up. I know this is not you that wrote it.
And what did he say?
He's like, you said to write you a love letter, so I got one.
Oh. My God, bless his heart.
It's a thought that counts.
A for effort, my friend. A for effort.
I was so angry. You have no idea.
But who asked somebody to write them a letter explaining why?
Me.
I know. Yeah, her.
confess your love to me in a handwritten note.
Yeah. With the fucking wax stamp.
I can't remember if he handwrote it or if it was printed. It might have been handwritten, you guys.
Oh my God. So he fucking took the time out to literally
copy.
Well, the guy also had like fucking, you could hear like coins drop in his brain. Like he really didn't have much going on in there about poor guy. Sweet, sweet boy, but didn't really have much going on. It's true. You know that.
I hope he doesn't listen to the pod.
He doesn't. So. It's okay. It's
and if not, shout out to John.
Natalie thinks you have fucking empty bank account in your brain.
Oh, you got marbles in there, buddy. You got to start reading a few books. Do something.
The sad part is he read so much.
Oh, wow. That's really sad. So he was just
maybe a little deficient in the love department.
That's a better way, Jackie.
Okay, there we go. Okay,
John, I always loved him. He was always.
By the way, he's a lovely human. He would have been a great dad, but like,
you guys, what? He still follows me. Does he follow you guys on Instagram?
Yeah,
and like, we're still friends. Yeah, like he'll like all my posts, and I'm like,
yeah,
man, that these, you know how to keep friends with your exes? Like,
I sure do.
Cow.
I do not believe in that. That is the weirdest thing. If we've had sex, if you know my sex face, we're not friends after we break up. You know, if I know what your penis looks like, we're not friends after we break up.
You don't have dick amnesia, where you just forget what they look like. You almost like forget, like,
yes.
By the way, 1,000%.
I can't even remember.
You're right. I actually don't remember
every guy you slept with.
Oh
my
down.
God! I just went down the my
rabbit things. Hole.
Yeah, and I think I'm. Can we say our number?
No.
Are you guys going to share your number? Is that like an after dark thing?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We'll do that on after dark.
What's the new the Gen Z? It's like, what's your body count?
Yeah. Oh, is that? Ooh, yes, I like that.
What's your body?
Although that kind of sounds like you, like, how many people have you murdered? Like, what's your, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
tell me you're a millennial without telling me you're a millennial.
Totally.
Oh, God. I'm old, you guys. I've officially reached it.
Yeah, why? We all have.
Oh, dude. Now, Gen Z. Like, I know.
It's now like back in my day, we did this and back in my day. Oh, or like when songs come on, you're like, oh my God, this is an oldie now.
You guys, Paris 101
is not
playing.
Paris 101 anymore.
No,
what do you mean?
I feel offended.
What are they playing?
Remember, Paris 101 used to be
no,
all
I know.
Oldies.
What are they playing now?
Now it's 70s, 80s, and 90s. That's considered oldies. Madre.
Oh no!
When I heard this, when I was like, "What station is that?" I was like, "No, no, 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 no."
Yeah, but I feel. Wait, so where do you listen? Where do you go to listen to like fucking dead people music, like old people music?
Your vinyl records that you still own from your grandmother. That's where you go to.
And by the way,
oldies.
Who even listens to the radio?
I do.
What?
I know.
If that's I'm driving weird. A short distance, yeah, I'll throw the radio on.
Not I bet when you there's no service.
In the morning, I like to listen to the talk.
Yeah, when there's
I
no
like
service in the car. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, I got this. Before we'll jump into After Dark right now because I saw it on this BuzzFeed Instagram. It's a 16 sex facts that are honestly kind of wild. And okay, before we go into After Dark. Do you guys have hemorrhoids
no.
or have had hemorrhoids?
Yes.
Past. Okay. You guys have had, you've experienced a hemorrhoid in your life. That means you haven't.
Yes.
I don't think so. I've had my butthole bleed, but like not. Like,
no, then you don't. No, that's not a hemorrhoid.
Was it from anal or what?
No, it was from like wiping.
It was probably bad. Like, it was a
your shit
bleed.
Was just real big.
It was
from fucking shitty toilet paper at the airport.
Oh, the one plier. Wait, how hard do you have to wipe to bleed?
Do you know how often I travel, okay? And if you have to go poop and you have to keep wiping and wiping and the thing starts to hurt after a while. I have a very sensitive butthole.
Oh my God. Well, you should take wipes with you around.
I really should.
Smear all around your ass. Like when you shit, is it like how, why do you have to wipe and wipe?
No,
and wipe
and listen,
wipe.
This is not about my butthole. This is about BuzzFeed.
Yes. Okay. So let's move on.
The other day, this should be on After Dark, but I'm going to do it on this show. So I I get hemorrhoids here and there, whatever. Have you guys ever tried to fart with a hemorrhoid?
Does it just like rattle in there? It's like.
It is just like the most uncomfortable thing. And it's like, oh, what just happened? Like, what kind of whim chiming? Like, shit? And then it was like, it was almost hard for the fart to even get out because it's just so like
stuck. Guys,
it's just, the hemorrhoids are just so like tight on your ass. And it's just like even hard for the fart to get out.
Because the hemorrhoids like covering the hole. So it's like,
yeah. It's just like a whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that happened. And I don't even know why. Hemorrhoids, Jessica got hers removed. Jess, where are you?
Oh, sorry. Hold on.
You got yours removed though, right?
Yeah, and that was really painful.
Because yours, you would get them all the time, and then they finally had to go inside.
Well, it was pregnancy related,
them.
Right, Jess?
Yes. Three kids, yeah. Bro, and I was big. I was a big pregnant lady. Like, I'd be like 4 months, and people were like, oh my God, are you like, when are you, you're about to pop? I was like, no, I'm like, just found out I was pregnant. And by 9, people were like, you need to just sit at the hospital and just wait. Like, I was like, rude.
And then you got them removed after the babies, obviously.
Yes, after the babies. Yep.
And did they ever come back?
They did. Yeah, they did. So the doctor says that it could be hereditary. And like, once you're prone to them, like, you're just always going to have to like keep an eye on it. So I don't know.
I think it is
hereditary.
Yeah.
And our mother definitely has them. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mom. But
yeah, it's not fun.
Is that like diet related? Or like, how do you avoid those?
I don't know if it's diet related.
Wait, so are you guys paranoid when you have like having hemorrhoids, like when you have sex?
Yeah, that's a no go for me.
That's a lights off.
Because it's just painful to even walk. Like it's not fun.
You shove them back in?
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
What?
Unless they're too big, you can just like push them back in.
Yeah, dude.
And then you're just walking around all day, just like holding your asshole real tight. Oh my God, you guys, we have to go to After Dark because this is getting real dark.
Yeah. So if anyone ever sees Natalie and she's doing like a little like shimmy, you know,
a little penguin walk,
she has a flare up.
Yo, I am Googling this and I did not know that's what this looked like. I didn't realize it was like a pimple on your butthole.
It's not a pimple. It's more like a pimple. It's like a little raisin.
No, it's almost like a little raisin. But like they're like little balls. Like they're just, they're like.
But they're glands that are inside your anus. And when you have either like lots of pressure or your poops are really rough, it can push them out and then they go outwards, I guess.
Yeah, so like if you're straining or if you go to the bathroom a lot, like then it's
apparently they're
avoidable. Oh yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna read.
They are avoidable.
Yeah, you can prevent them by eating high fiber foods, plenty of liquids. Don't strain. Go as soon as you feel the urge. Exercise and avoid long periods of sitting.
Dude, that's
listen, I do 9 out of 10 of those and
you still have,
you know, it still happened. Here on BuzzFeed, it says scientists were able to tell if a woman recently had a vaginal orgasm with 81% accuracy based just on the way their hips moved when they walked.
What? Shit.
Unless it's me and I'm walking like a penguin. Because
here's this hemorrhoid.
It's not an orgasm. It's a hemorrhoid, bitch. Isn't that wild?
I don't think that's true.
I don't.
Are you sure?
I mean, you guys, we should videotape ourselves walking before and after and see if that's accurate.
I mean, unless you got like
that's a lot of work.
You got like dick down for a while, then you're gonna walk different. That doesn't mean you had an orgasm. It just means you got dick down. You know,
that's very true. Mm-hmm.
You're like you walking funny.
You know, those,
you walking funny.
For sure.
You know those Instagram reels of like when girls go out at night and it's like before she got drunk, after she got drunk, we should create
one.
Oh,
yeah.
Before the dick down, after the dick down, and then you can see the difference.
Yeah. By the way, I'm walking the same either way. there ain't no difference over here. I guess the only thing is like the shimmy to the bathroom so that you're not like
dripping, you know, everywhere.
Dripping. Which is honestly like the fact that all of us go through that is hilarious. Like the snail trail is real.
I just wait. And
you don't get a UTI.
Well, I.
You go pee after. No. You don't like, I don't go. I'm not like, oh God, gotta go right immediately. I'm like, all right, I don't wanna drip.
Well, I've been putting my legs up. Oh, I mean, well, yeah. I definitely don't wanna shimmy. But beforehand, no, you just like, you wipe down and then I don't even go pee afterwards, what? Actually.
Well, because you're in a different situation. I mean, mine's like,
ah. No. I'm saying even before. Like, I don't have like the sensation of like wanting to go pee.
It's not necessarily like the sensation. You just go and you sit on the toilet and then let it kind of like drip out and then pee. And then sometimes like you pee a little bit.
Sometimes you pee a little bit. Okay.
Depends on how long the session is.
I was just going to say, it depends how tired I am.
If it was like a 2 minute, 3 minute, yeah, you don't have to pee.
Yeah, okay, maybe like that's why.
25 minute, I'd be like, all right, I gotta go potty.
I gotta go potty. Okay, I have a lot of stuff to cover. So let's just pause it here. Everyone, thank you for listening. Sorry, this turned after dark real quick, but we're gonna continue this on Patreon. So if you guys are on it, head over there right now for part two. But thank you guys for being here. Let's do this again, please. I love you all. And I will see you guys all next week. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.